Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, CJSF 90.1 FM.
It is 3 p.m. on May 17th, 2024. We broadcast the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 18 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SF Athletics, updates on the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. This Monday on May 13th, the Burnaby City Council decided to sue big oil companies $1 per resident, which is contingent on other BC municipalities and at least one BC municipality of 150,000 people to join, to a minimum of 500K, according to Leah Vanderbeen of Burnaby Now. Mike Smith of CKNW provided more context on Burnaby's decision on May 15th, as he added, Burnaby has a population of 250,000, similar to 249,125, that is 249,125 people, according to the Canada 2021 census. Thus, the city will put up around so wanting to sue big oil companies. But its population was only 33,535 people, according to the Canada 2021 census. On May 14th, SFU provided layoff notices to its Teachers Support Staff Union as it claimed that SFU will be closing interpretation translation programs next month, followed by the English Language and Culture program by the end of the summer. The ELC program employs about 40 instructors, according to Darian Matasa-Fung of Global News on May 15th. For those who are experiencing wildfires in BC, particularly in the Northern Rockies Regional Municipality and Peace Region, please stay safe. First up in today's show is Michael Weiss, Homage, with I Will Remember April. Thank you. That was I Will Remember April from Michael Weiss, Homage. Next up is Wayfarer's American Gothic. The track is A High Plains Eulogy. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. Like to discuss the SAFE Athletics at this time. There were two events on May 11th. In the NCAA Division II Men's West South Central Regional Championship at University Golf Course in Las Cruces, New Mexico, the SFU Red Leafs Men's Golf finished tied for 12th in the 20-team tournament after firing 27 over par, 879 strokes over three rounds, same as Colorado State Pueblo. Michael Chris Logo led SFU with an even par, 213 strokes. Dylan Arthur of Colorado Christian won the individual crown with 9 under par, 213 strokes, while Western New Mexico won the team crown with 850 strokes, just 2 strokes ahead of Colorado Christian and Oklahoma Christian, the top 3 of 5 teams that advanced. From the NCAA Division II Men's West-South Central Regional Championship, where DSFU Red Leaves Men's Golf finished tied for 12th with Colorado State Pueblo. Meanwhile, SFU track and field teams completed the 2024 GNAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships hosted by Central Washington University in Ellensburg, Washington, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for the Red Leaps. In the women's triple jump, Olivia Winbiel leaped 11.86 for third, and Kennedy Primrose sprung 11 for sixth. In the women's 4x100 relay, the quartet of Claire Bosma, Mariella LeClaire, Emma Cannon, and Jillian Cummings charged in at 46.08 for second, only behind the host Central Washington at 45.76. In the men's 4x100 relay, the quartet of Mitchell Gibbs, Jacob Hall, Liam O'Donnell, and Josiah Benson-McCoy clocked in at 41.59 for fourth. Megan Roxby won the women's fifth at 437.6, followed by Grace Chalk at 449.59 for eighth, and Celine Tastemir at 453.71 for 10th. In the men's 1500, Aiden Good darted in at 354.47 for 4th, and Jacob Castro dashed in at 356.65 for 5th. Claire Bosma triumphed in the women's 400 at 55.76, followed by Emma Cannon's run at 56.49 for 3rd. In the women's high jump, Olivia Winbiel hopped 1.57 for 10th. Mariella LeClaire won the women's 100 final with an 11.19 bolt, while Jalen Cummings ran 11.6 for 5th. Jacob Hall was a runner-up in the men's 100 at 10.35, only behind Jacob Caleb of Alaska Anchorage at 10.28, while Hall's teammates Josiah Penson-McCoy placed 5th at 10.45, and Liam O'Donnell ranked 6th at 10.51. In the women's 800, Megan Roxby charged in at 214.6 for second, only behind Marian Ledesma of Western Washington at 212.83. In the men's 800, Andrew Thompson clocked in at 154.17, and Colton Plummer completed in at 155.75 for 8th. In the men's 400 hurdle final, Tyson Carr ran in at 57.72 for 7th. Mariella LeClaire won the women's 200 with a 23.68 charge, followed by Emma Cannon's dash at 25 for 5th, and Jalen Cummings' rush at 25.54 for 7th. Josiah Penson-McCoy was the runner-up in the men's 200 at 21.22, only behind Josh Green of Central Washington at 20.87, and McCoy's teammate Liam O'Donnell ended up 5th at 21.9. In the men's 5,000, Sebastian Brickman raced in at 15.22.99 for 10th. In the women's 4x400 relay, SFU's quartet of Elizabeth Vanderput, Claire Bosma, Emma Cannon, and Mariella LeClaire dashed in at 347.1 for the win. In the men's 4x400 relay, the Red Leafs quartet of Josiah Penson-McCoy, Aiden Good, Andrew Thompson, and Colton Plummer sprinted in at 325.68 for 7th. On May 14th, DSFU Athletics Facebook page congratulated Michael Corsologo and Cassie Muenum for their 5 years with the Red Leafs golf teams. On May 15th, DSFU Athletics website promoted the men's basketball's fundraising program as 10% of the proceeds from shopping at their online store will go to their fundraising efforts, which will go on until June 9th. Also on May 15th, Michael Corsologo was named to the NCAA Division II Ping All-West Region team.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Fine's Birthday Party. Here is Candles. The fourth band is Maddie Vogler's While We Have Time with the title track. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of episode 18 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the Northwest League with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is a fifth group of the hour, Trio's Magnetic Dreaming. The tune is What Cycle or Identity in Lie Group or Walking.